Hello, fans. We welcome you back inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as we begin yet another six-game series here from Salem, Virginia. Today, it's the Salem Red Sox taking on the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fredericksburg and Salem in-state foes taking each other on for the first time this season. Dalen Lyles steps in for the Nationals on the mound today for Salem. Right-handed arm in Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, one of the top pitching prospects on this Salem roster. Will miss a first pitch fastball outside at 92 miles per hour at 7:07 today as our official time of first pitch. Swing and a high pop fly over towards the left side out of play. Weather today, 71 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. 8-mile-per-hour winds blowing to the east, gusting at up to 16 miles per hour. Rodriguez Cruz will just miss downstairs as it puts Lyle ahead in the count, 2-0-1. Dalen Lyle, the outfielder from Louisville, Kentucky, did not play last season. Ball downstairs. Prior to this season with the Nationals, was last seen in the Florida Complex League down in West Palm Beach. Pitched downstairs, but just inside the strike zone, 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Let's get you caught up on who's on the bump for the Red Sox today. Payoff pitch down to Lyle, check swing outside. It is a ball, so ball four to Dalen Lyle will draw a leadoff walk. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, as Cortland Lawson, the shortstop for today for Fredericksburg, steps into the batter's box. Rodriguez Cruz out of Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico, was committed to attend the University of Oregon prior to his draft selection in last year's fourth round. Ball will miss upstairs to Lawson for ball one. Has really gotten into a groove recently, has gotten the winning decision, pickoff back to first, but back in safely is Lyle. Has gotten the winning decision in three of his last four starts. The lone exception was a no decision he took on May the 9th against the Fireflies. Runner goes on a hit and run that's failed by a foul ball that goes into the seats. Lyle will have to retreat back to first base. Cortland Lawson, the shortstop for the Nationals today, a Virginia native out of Reston, Virginia, played last season at the University of Tennessee. Runner goes, a throw down this time from Lira, the tag not in time. A stolen base for Dalen Lyle, 85th stolen base of the season for Fredericksburg. Defensively for Salem, Castro in left field, Anthony in center, Chacon in right, Liendo at third, Coffey at short, Ravello at second, James at first, Lira the catcher, Rodriguez Cruz on the bump. 2-1 finds the zone, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Lawson not only plays baseball, but an avid saxophone player. Check swing downstairs. Catcher in Lira asks for an appeal, but won't get it from our umpires today, who are Frank Jones behind home plate calling the balls and strikes. Tyler Hovick is the man in the field. 3-2, payoff pitch, swung and hit towards left field. That drops in for a base hit. It will be a red light given over at third, runners at the corners for the Nationals. First base hit of the day belongs to Lawson. Brady House, one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization. He's the starting third baseman today. House is the number 5 overall prospect in the organization. Spent all of last season with Fredericksburg, the Georgia native. waits on the first offering, which he hits towards left field. Castro gives chase, but it drops into the gap. In to score is Dalen Lyle. Cortland Lawson will stop at third. It's an RBI double for Brady House. And Fredericksburg takes an early lead on the road in the series opener, 1-0. It brings up Sammy Infante, starting second baseman today for Fredericksburg. Frednats today wearing their road gray uniforms with a red and black stripe up the side of the gray pants. Black belt as there's a grounder up towards second. Ravello will flip it on to first for the first out of the inning, but it's an RBI ground out that scores another run for the Frednats. Up to third goes Brady House, scoring is Cortland Lawson. And a chance for the Frednats to get three here if Elijah Green can put one into the outfield. Lone base runner for Fredericksburg now over at third. But Fredericksburg written across the chest with red numbers on the back, red helmets with the F insignia on the front. First pitch, a called strike at 93 miles per hour from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. 0-1 will miss downstairs. It's a ball and a strike. A walk, a single, and a double have allowed the Frednats to strike for two here in the top of the first. One-one delivery. Big swing and a miss for strike two. Green was looking to send that one into the outfield and just came up empty on it. For Salem, white jerseys, a black stripe up the center, black belt with red socks, red numbers on the back, and the Red Sox word mark written across the front, navy blue caps with the S insignia adorning the front. Ball downstairs will even the count, 2-2. So Elijah Green, the center fielder today, carrying a 2-2 count. Strikeouts have plagued him so far this season as he'll take an inside called strike. Just looking at that one. Elijah Green gets the backwards K next to his name. Two away in the inning. And now it will force Paul Witt, the designated hitter today for the Nationals, to put the ball in play and to reach safely in order to get Brady House to score from third. Witt will take the first high fastball upstairs for a called strike. 94 mile per hour fastball. Paul Witt played in the World Baseball Classic for Team Israel. It's a ball high and tight, 1-1. Ended last season with the High A Wilmington Blue Rocks, getting sent back down to Fredericksburg. 1-1. Hit over towards short, but into the glove of the waiting Cutter Coffee. So a line out to short ends it, but the damage done for the Nationals. Two runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Salem gets its first opportunity when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Roman Anthony will lead things off, as here's how the hometown Salem Red Sox lineup. Roman Anthony leads things off. Miguel Blase, a welcome addition back in the lineup after a long time away. Did not play in the last series against the Lynchburg Hillcats, but back in the lineup today as Anthony pops one up over to the shortstop in Lawson, who will reach up and make the catch for out number one. It now brings up Blase. Then it would be Castro, Coffey, Ravelo, Chacon, Liendo, James, and Lira to round out the batting order for Salem. Bit more on the man on the bump for Fredericksburg, number 30, Jake Bennett, in his first full season in the minor leagues after playing at Oklahoma last year. Swing and a foul tip for Miguel Blase for strike one. Second round draft pick by Washington. Checks in at the 9th overall prospect in the Nationals organization as Blase will foul another off. Was the 45th overall pick in the most recent MLB draft. Made his professional debut earlier this season. Ball downstairs will put the count at 1-2. Fastball from Bennett just misses. In Bennett's last start against the Fireflies, took the loss in 4 innings of work, allowed 5 hits, 2 runs. There's a shot towards left, but it's a waiting glove for Dalen Lyle, who reaches up to make the catch. 2 gone for Salem. 3-hole batter Alan Castro. Castro has been on a season of runs. He's been hot, but he's been cold. It's led to him just batting above the Mendoza line at 203. A swinging strike downstairs. Castro, in his last game back on Sunday at Lynchburg, went 1-for-5 with a double and an RBI. He takes a called strike fastball from Bennett inside 0-2. 2-0 Fred Nats here in the bottom of the first inning. Salem trying to respond. Castro will swing and chop it foul. He ran down to first base trying to sell a drop third strike, but instead the umpire won't be fooled and said, "You got a piece of that one." Castro, the switch hitter, is batting from the right-handed side where he's much more comfortable. Has shown a lot more power from the right side, has really excelled from the right. As opposed to the left, we'll see what he can do against the lefty Bennett. Ball upstairs is the first ball of the at-bat. Bennett gained a lot of national attention last June when he had a series of strong outings in the 2022 College World Series. There's a line drive over towards left field. That drops in for a base hit. Alan Castro is aboard with 2 away. Potential 2-out rally here for Salem in the bottom of the first as it brings up the shortstop Cutter Coffey. Bennett in the College World Series finals against Ole Miss struck out 10 Ole Miss batters 6 1/3 innings in his outing. Ball comes inside. Make it a 1-0 count to Cutter Coffey. Bennett is known to the area of Southwest Virginia for that same postseason run. Super regionals in Blacksburg to take on local Virginia Tech. 1-0 swung on and missed by Coffey will even the count 1-1. Struck out 8 Hokies in the Super Regional as he helped his Oklahoma Sooners advance to the College World Series in Omaha. 1-1, lifted in the air towards left. Lyle camps underneath it, will reach up and make the grab for out number 3. Just a base hit in this frame for Salem. It's 2-0 Fredericksburg through an inning of play here on MILB TV and Valley Live. Top of the second inning about to get underway here from Salem, Virginia. On a gorgeous, gorgeous night for baseball. It was a bit mostly cloudy about 15 minutes prior to first pitch. Those have since cleared up. Foul ball hooked back into the seats as this is the first baseman, Brandon Bossier. Bossier, 23-year-old infielder, acquired in the 2021 MLB draft as he fouls one up the right field line for strike two. Breaking ball from Rodriguez Cruz. Bossier spent last season with the Fred Nats, paced them with 64 RBI. Foul ball back into the screen. Played with Team USA back in 2015 with one of the youth squad teams for Team USA. Flares one out towards left field. Bossier won a gold medal with USA Baseball back in 2015. The left-handed batter has an advantage over the right-handed Rodriguez Cruz, as Rodriguez Cruz misses downstairs for ball one. ERC, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, most effectively known by. Ball downstairs will even the count, two balls and two strikes. Two fouled off. Well, with a new series beginning, let's get you caught up on what these teams were doing in their most recent series. Fredericksburg was at home taking on the Carolina League South leading Columbia Fireflies. Lost the series 4-2. Fall downstairs. We'll make it a full count to Bossier. However, ended the season on a, or series, I should say, on a high note, winning the final game of that series. Called strike three on a fastball outside, sets down Bossier. Second strikeout for ERC today. Both of them have been backwards Ks. It brings up the catcher, number 25, Wilmer Perez. Perez, the right-handed Venezuelan, will take the first pitch, a called strike at 93 miles per hour. Has spent time at every level of the Washington farm system. So he'll foul one off for strike two. From the Dominican Summer League up to AAA Rochester, spending time in High A Wilmington, Double A Harrisburg, and Triple A Rochester in 2022, has been on the decline as he was demoted to Fredericksburg from Wilmington most recently. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for ERC. Three on the night so far. Seems like ERC is trying to find his groove after allowing two runs to the Fred Nats in the top of the first to take that 2-0 lead. Brenner Cox, the next batter, takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Called strike, 78 mile per hour breaking ball. Cox, a left-handed batter from Houston, Texas. Fourth round draft pick by the Nationals out of high school. Called strike will make it a 1-2. Was committed to the University of Texas with the Longhorns as a two-way player prior to the MLB draft. And how about this for Rock Hill High School in Texas? We'll have to leave it there as a swing and a miss for Brenner Cox. Sets him down on strikes. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz strikes out the side. Bossier, Perez, and Cox all go down with K's next to their name. Middle two, 2-0 Nationals on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the second inning. Luis Ravello, big swing and miss to start off the inning against Jake Bennett, who looked really good in the first inning. Ravello has been one of the top talents offensively for Salem. It's a ball we'll miss downstairs. Despite being touted as a defensive short prospect, Ravello will take a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Fastball from Bennett at 92 miles per hour. Bennett kicks the leg high, fires a ball downstairs, evens the count to two balls and two strikes. Luis Ravello, a multi-hit game in his last outing against the Lynchburg Hillcats on the road. He'll swing and miss for strike three. Tag is made by Lyle, as it's the first strikeout for Jake Bennett on the night. With one away, it brings up Juan Chacon. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count to Juan Chacon. A 260 batter to this point in the season, a ball downstairs will put the count in his favor, two balls and no strikes. For Chacon, last season got just a couple of appearances against the Nationals. It's a called strike. We'll put the count at 2-1. Chacon batting 3-for-16 in his career against Fredericksburg. That's a 188 average against this team. Foul ball into the third base dugout. One away, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. The Nationals 2, Salem 0. First game of 12 between the Red Sox and Nationals from Salem Memorial Ballpark. An opposite way, rope towards right, drops in front of Cox for a base hit. Juan Chacon gets aboard. It's the second hit of the day for Salem. And a runner's aboard with one away for Abram Liendo. Liendo in his last game on Sunday at Lynchburg went 1-for-3 with a double, walking once. First offering to Liendo is in there for a called strike. Pretty good crowd on hand today for a Tuesday night. And for the most part, Red Sox fans, it's an 0-1 count, missing inside for ball one, one ball, one strike. But of course, being so close to the Washington area, a lot of Nationals fans in the area, only two that I can see so far tonight in Nationals gear. 1-1 as there's a fly ball hit over towards left field. In comes Lyle. It's in a triangle of danger, but it's the shortstop in Lawson who will reach up and make the catch. It's in foul territory, two away. Lionel James, the next batter. A 215 batter on the year. He's the starting first baseman today. Washington and Salem separated by, if I had to guess, 4 hours, potentially 4.5. Runner goes on a pickoff. Bennett had him read perfectly. The tag is made. It's there. Caught stealing as Juan Chacon was trying to show off the speed. Instead, it backfires as he's picked off. No runs, one hit, no errors, no runners left on base. We're through two innings complete here in Salem. Stay tuned. Coming up in the third, our third inning trivia here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-0 Nationals on MILB TV and Valley Live. gorgeous night here from Salem. From what MILB.com has called the prettiest view in single-A baseball. Called strike, top of the order for Fredericksburg. Dalen Lyle taking on Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Ball downstairs, leaving the count to one ball and one strike. Lyle walked in his lone plate appearance so far, came around to score on the Brady House double. Ball will go five hole through the legs of Lyra for ball two. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. We'll make it an even count, two balls and two strikes. Well, it's time for our third inning trivia. As a ground ball will head over to second, picked up by Ravello, will throw onto first in time for the out. One away here in the top of the third. It brings up Cortland Lawson, who singled, came around to score back in the first inning as well. Well, not too often that we feel too courteous to give you multiple choice here in our third inning trivia. As the first pitch is taken for a called strike number one. But today, I'm deciding to be a bit generous and give out a true or false. A called strike will make it strike number two. An 0-2 count to Cortland Lawson. The Washington Nationals have only been a team since 2005, when the Montreal Expos moved to the nation's capital. Called strike three, Cortland Lawson takes a strike looking. Fifth strike out of the night for Elmer Rodriguez. Cruz will bring up Brady House with nobody on and two away. Currently a 2-0 Fred Nats lead. So here's your true or false. The first time, it's a called strike to Brady House. The first time the Washington Nationals played the Boston Red Sox in the major leagues, check swing appeal down says yes he did on a 93 mile per hour fastball. The first time the Washington Nationals, not the Expos, the Washington Nationals played the Boston Red Sox, the Nationals won. True or false? You can tweet in your answers using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. And we'll reveal the answer in the bottom of the third. So again, true or false, the first time the Washington Nationals played the Boston Red Sox, the Washington Nationals won that game. Ball downstairs. 50-50 shot, so if you feel like you want to test your luck or you know the answer, we did us using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. For now, Brady House swings and misses for strike three. Six strikeouts for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He is feeling himself. We head to the bottom of the third inning here on MILB TV and Valley Live. 2-0 Fred Nats over the Red Sox. bottom of the third inning about to get underway. As Lionel James fouls off the first offering from Bennett for strike one. If you're just tuning in, missed our third inning trivia question as ball taken outside, one ball, one strike. True or false? The first time the Washington Nationals played the Boston Red Sox at the major leagues, the Nationals won. Ground ball over to third, throw into first. Came off the bag, but I believe the tag was applied or Bossia recovered. Either way, it's a 5-3 ground out for Lionel James to lead off the inning. Fred Nats afloat in this game, 2-0 off a two-hit, one-walk inning back in the first. Salem has matched the hit total with two hits apiece. However, it was a single in the first and a single in the second. Ball upstairs to Ender Solira. Called strike on the inside part of the plate. Lira, in his last game Saturday at Lynchburg, went 2-for-3. Lifts one in the air towards center field. Got Green turning around. He gives chase, has lost it, but it's into the glove at the last second. A nice chase by Green out in center field to make the catch. Lira's retired. It wasn't the most efficient route, and he turned his back to home plate, which is something you never really want to do as an outfielder. Regardless, made the catch. Back to the top of the order for Roman Anthony. And oh, what could have been a called strike inside. Jake Bennett at Oklahoma had to play Ole Miss in the College World Series finals. 0-1 is chopped over towards short into the glove of Lawson. Throw across the diamond. Is it in time? It is. 6-3 ground out. Will end the Roman Anthony at bat. 1-2-3 go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. We're through three innings of play here on MILB TV and Bally Live. It's the Nationals 2 and the Red Sox 0. Welcome you back here to Salem. Fourth inning about to get underway. 4-5-6 portion of the Nationals batting order due up. It's a ball will miss outside for Semi Infante, who's 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to second base. Well, the bottom of the third went by so fast, didn't really give you a chance to tell you our answer to our third inning trivia question. As Infante takes one downstairs, a 2-0 count. Question today was true or false. The first time the Washington Nationals played the Boston Red Sox. Called strike downstairs, 2-1 count. The Washington Nationals won. Well, for those who answered false, you would be correct. The ball downstairs will make it a 3-1 count. The first ever meeting between the Washington Nationals and the Boston Red Sox. And keep in mind, there's a called strike 92 full count. I'm talking about the Washington Nationals team name, not counting the era of the Montreal Expos. Payoff pitch swung on and missed. That's three strikeouts in a row for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Seven on the night, and ERC is having himself a night so far. Let up a couple hits in the first inning, but since then has been lights out. Most strikeouts in a game prior to tonight was on April 23rd against Lynchburg with four. He's got seven tonight. Swing and a miss by Elijah Green. And speaking of strikeouts, Elijah Green has been a strikeout machine as he takes a called strike, makes it an 0-2 count. Has struck out now 64 times in the 32 games that he's played. That's good for two strikeouts per game on average. Takes a pitch upstairs, fastball at 93 miles per hour. So Rodriguez Cruz trying to take advantage of Green's misfortunes at the plate. He does it again! Called strike three. Eight for ERC on the night. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz said, "Can I help you find anything?" Elijah Green said, "Nope, just looking." Two away here after a two-strikeout inning so far by Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. But Witt sends a ride into that one into left field. It's at the warning track, looks up. It's off the very top of the wall and over the fence. Paul Witt hits his second home run of the season. It's now a 3-0 Fredericksburg lead. And that thing, I mean, perfectly hit the very top of the wall. So Paul Witt, the designated hitter, does his job and hits it a ton. Brandon Bossier struck out looking his last time up. Called strike inside. Make it a 78-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Rodriguez Cruz. Pitch taken inside. One ball, one strike to Bossier. But before the strikeout parade, foul ball will make it strike two. I was mentioning the first time the Washington Nationals namesake took on the Boston Red Sox was on June 19th of 2006 from Fenway Park. Red Sox won that game 6-3. 1-2, chopped over towards first base, picked up by James. Steps on first for the third out of the inning, but it comes a batter too late. Inning highlighted by a solo home run by Paul Witt. Makes it a 3-0 Fredericksburg lead over Salem as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning on MILB-TV and Valley Live. Miguel Blaise leads off the inning for Salem. Takes the first pitch as a called strike outside. Miguel Blaise, the top Red Sox prospect on this Salem roster. 0-1, hits it over towards left. It's into the glove, however, of Dalen Lyle. A fly out to left will begin the inning. Well, the score might not look it, but this game has been a pitcher's duel so far. Alan Castro, a single back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. First pitch chops at it for a called strike one. Excuse me, for a swinging strike one. Jake Bennett has only allowed 2 base hits. Those have been the only 2 base runners as well in separate innings, so not a whole lot of damage that can be done. Called strike will make it an 0-2. On the other side, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz has struck out 8 batters. There's a ripper into left field. That's a base hit for Alan Castro. Second hit of the night for Castro. That's a multi-hit game already. We're only here in the 4th inning. And for Alan Castro, that's his 7th multi-hit game of the season. And the 5th game with 2 hits, should he not collect another. First pitch to Cutter Coffey, a called strike inside. He flew out to left in his lone at-bat so far. Runner at first with one away. It's an 0-1 count to Coffey. Jake Bennett sets fire. Swing and a miss by Coffey. Strike 2. But I was mentioning, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz has struck out 8 batters, has only allowed 3 hits, however, one of which was a solo home run. Coffey inside, brushes him off the plate a little bit, just moves the hips. It's a ball and 2 strikes, a look over towards second. Bennett fires, runner goes to throw down to second base, will pull Infante off the bag just a bit. It was a good throw from Perez, but Castro will have a stolen base. Bennett facing a 2-2 count against Coffey. The native Texan takes a pitch inside, check swing, but barely went around. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, runner in scoring position for the Red Sox, trying to cut into this 3-0 deficit that the Frednats have built. Look back, payoff pitch, high fly ball into right field. Cox, calling everybody off, will reach up and make the grab for out number 2. Brings up Luis Ravelo. Ravelo struck out swinging in his lone at-bat so far back in the 2nd inning. First pitch to Ravelo in there for a called strike. Oh, 1 just taken high. 90 mile per hour fastball from Bennett. Nearly an hour into this ballgame, not quite there yet. Still in the 7 o'clock hour for the next 4 minutes or so here on the East Coast. Swing and a miss for Ravelo for strike 2. And Bennett's a strike away from getting out of this inning unharmed. Has allowed a hit to Castro and a stolen base. first runner in scoring position today for Salem. One, two, swung on and missed, and Ravello will go down on strikes for the second time tonight. Second strikeout for Jake Bennett as well. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Through four complete, your score, the Nationals 3, the Red Sox 0. We'll be back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz back out for his fifth inning of work. He'll take on the 8-9-1 portion of the Nationals' batting order. Wilmer Perez, Brenner Cox, and Dalen Lyle. First pitch to Perez, a miss downstairs for ball one. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Rodriguez Cruz. Ball downstairs. 2-0 count. Well, it's been a while since I've been able to talk basketball and hockey with you all. Is it grounder back up the middle? Diving glove of Ravello can't get there. It's a base hit up the middle for Wilmer Perez. Leads off the Nationals' fifth with a base runner for Brenner Cox. And I know we're here at a baseball game and the baseball season's in full swing, but how can you not talk about the simultaneously running NBA and NHL playoffs, both of which in their conference finals? First pitch upstairs for ball one. Of course, last night the King was eliminated from the NBA playoffs by the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets swept the Lakers. Foul ball back, 1-1 count. Tonight, the Miami Heat have the opportunity to do the same in their conference finals. And apologies to the Boston fans listening. 1-1 ball outside. As South Florida teams have just been on absolute fire recently. Heat lead the series 3-0. That game starts tonight at 8:30 in about half an hour. Foul ball for Brenner Cox will even the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Perez stands over at first. It's a 3-0 Nationals lead here in the top of the fifth. Now, South Florida teams have been the bane of Boston's existence. It's a 2-2 called strike, 3 inside. Brenner Cox goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Strikeout number 9. For Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, one away from double digits. And to the best of my knowledge, I do not believe a Red Sox pitcher has had a double-digit strikeout performance yet this season. A couple have come close. Check swing. Appeal down says, yes, he did. Strike one. The closest I'm seeing is Dalton Rogers had an 8-strikeout performance on April 25th against Delmarva. 7 strikeout performance against Lynchburg for Luis Perales as well in the most recent series. Ball outside to Dalen Lyle, who today is 0 for 1 with a walk and a ground out. 1-1. 1-1 fouled off for strike 2. But South Florida teams have really been the bane of Boston fans' existence. It's now the Heat with a 3-0 series lead, and it always is said at this time of the playoffs that no team has ever recovered from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs. 1-2, high fly ball towards left, Castro underneath it. Camps reaches up and makes the catch for an easy out number 2. 2 away with a runner at first will bring up Cortland Lawson. He's 1-for-2 today. Singled and struck out looking. And then it was the Florida Panthers in the first round of the NHL playoffs who came back from a 3-1 series deficit to take down statistically the greatest regular season NHL team in history of the 2022-2023 Boston Bruins. Ball upstairs to Cortland Lawson, a 1-0 count. Speaking of those Florida Panthers, they are looking untouchable right now. Foul ball up the third baseline will even the count 1-1. With a 1-0 win last night with a great performance from Florida Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, have a 3-0 series lead as the worst regular season team to make the playoffs, are 1 win away from going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996. Ball upstairs makes it a 2-1 count. Only 4 NHL teams have ever recovered from a 3-0 deficit. 2-1, called strike 2, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at first. Most recently, by the way, it was the Los Angeles Kings back in 2013-2014. Came back from a 3-0 first-round deficit to the San Jose Sharks. Went on to win the Stanley Cup. Ball well outside and a good block from Ender Solira. It's now even an interesting situation. With Cortland Lawson at the plate, Wilmer Perez stands at first with 2 outs facing a full count. 3-0 Nationals lead the Red Sox currently. Payoff pitch, runner goes, called strike 3. Number 10 for ERC has reached double digits through 5 innings of work. Rodriguez Cruz, double digit strikeouts tonight against Fredericksburg. Middle 5, Salem still has work to do offensively as the Nationals lead 3-0 on MILB TV. Juan Chacon leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 3-0 Fredericksburg lead. As we enter the bottom of the fifth inning, Jake Bennett, back out for his fifth inning of work, finds the strike zone on a 74-mile-per-hour curveball for strike one. 0-1 lifted towards left field. That drops into the gap for Juan Chacon. He's heading for second as Lyle digs it out of the wall. Castro is heading for third. He stands up with a triple. Juan Chacon triples and poses towards the home dugout. A leadoff triple for Juan Chacon. And fitting for the team that leads the Carolina League in triples. With now 13, due in part to how cavernous Salem Memorial Ballpark is and the speed in the Red Sox lineup card almost every night. Ball inside will make it a 1-0 count to the next batter, Abram Liendo. Miguel Blaise, Carson Simas, and Juan Chacon were all tied for first in the Carolina League, along with a few others for most individual triples with three. There's a called strike to make it a 1-1 count. Juan Chacon now stands alone atop the Carolina League in triples hit with four. Swing and a miss, strike two. You'd hate to have a great base hit, a leadoff triple for a batter like Chacon and not be able to score him. Could really do something for the Red Sox confidence to score against Jake Bennett, who's looked excellent so far. That may have to wait, however, as Abram Liendo waves at one and misses for strike three. It's just Bennett's third strike out of the night. Brings up Lionel James. He grounded out the third in his last at-bat. First pitch in there for a called strike, 82-mile-per-hour change. Ball upstairs evens the count to 1-1. Well, last inning I was talking a little bit about the NBA and NHL playoffs. The one NHL series I didn't get to is the one that's taking place tonight. And count a second, 1-1, laced down the left field line, hooking and hitting, foul. Just hits off the wall in foul territory, an unfortunate break. Tonight, the Vegas Golden Knights play the Dallas Stars in Dallas. The Golden Knights hold a 2-0 series lead entering the American Airlines Center. Puck drop was scheduled for 8 o'clock. They are not underway yet. Most likely some pregame ceremonies before the Western Conference Finals going on in Dallas. Ball downstairs will even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at third in Juan Chacon, one away. Lionel James, who's 0-for-1 today, is the current batter. 2-2, big swing and a miss. And Jake Bennett might get out of the jam. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jake Bennett for 3-4 on the night. And it will be up to Ender Solira. And for the Red Sox, it would be a really tough way to go through this fifth inning with a leadoff triple and not be able to get another base runner nor score him. Foul ball for Lira on a curveball at 76 for strike one. Red Sox have collected 4 base hits today as Lira swings and misses for strike two. Another curve at 77. Rodriguez Cruz, who started today's game, his day is done, being relieved for Gabriel Jackson. More on him in a second. As standing into the batter's box, Brady Houts, the 5th overall prospect in the Nationals organization. First pitch taken downstairs for ball one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. A bit more on the right-handed pitcher, Gabriel Jackson, coming out of the bullpen. Native to Samana, Dominican Republic. Ball inside will make it a 2-0 count. has a 2-0 record on the year with a 3.63 ERA. A 22 and a third innings pitched. Ground ball heading over towards short. Coffey on to James. Got him in time for the out. Starts off Gabriel Jackson's day with a 6-3 ground out. Jackson throws three pitches. Fastball, slider, changeup. Fastball's his primary pitch, sitting around 90 to 93 miles per hour. Sammy Infante, the next batter, will take the first pitch low for ball one at 93. There's a slider sitting around the mid-80s, 84 to 88, and a changeup in the high 80s at around 87 to 89. Can't talk today. Ground ball over to short, throw on to first is in time for the out. Well, in steps Elijah Green. Green has been the curious case of Elijah Green. Top prospect in the Nationals organization, top prospect with the Fredericksburg Nationals, I should say. The third overall prospect in the Nationals organization. He'll swing and miss for strike one. And he's been hitting relatively well. A 234 batter, two home runs, 19 RBIs. Takes the second pitch of his at-bat inside 1-1. But it seems like he can get a base hit whenever he puts the ball in play, but he really struggles to do that. Has struck out a lot this season. Swing and a miss for strike two. We'll make it a 1-2 count. Green, the native to Windermere, Florida, was the first-round draft pick by the Nationals in the most recent MLB draft. Swing and a miss. It's the hat trick of strikeouts for Elijah Green. 1-2-3 go the Nationals against the new pitcher, Gabriel Jackson. Middle of the sixth inning. It's the Nationals 3, the Red Sox 0. We'll be back. Top of the order, two up for the Red Sox when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Top of the batting order, Jake Bennett still on the mound for Fredericksburg in his sixth inning of work as Anthony laces one towards right field. That drops in for a leadoff single. Fifth hit of the night for Salem. Have yet to do anything with any of their base hits so far. Still a goose egg in the runs column. Red Sox hope that's not the case for long. This is the third time through the batting order, so we'll see how Bennett faces that adversity. His pitch count is really low as Miguel Blaise steps into the batter's box. First pitch swung on and missed for Blaise for strike one. For Bennett, that's only pitch 65. There is action going in the Fredericksburg bullpen as Blaise laces one towards left field. Coming in, reaching up and making the catch is Lyle. retreating to first is Anthony. Blaise has flown out to left field. Now in three straight at-bats, he's an 0-for-3 line today. Alan Castro, meanwhile, has been swinging the bat well today. 2-for-2 against Jake Bennett and goes in for round three. And typically, the more rounds you have with a pitcher, it tends to favor the hitter a bit more. Switch hitter and Castro batting from the right side. Pickoff got the runner and Anthony going. The slide in got him by a mile. Roman Anthony is caught stealing. Second time Bennett's been able to pick off a runner going, and that cancels out the Red Sox base runner. Caught being a bit too aggressive, Red Sox are 1-for-3 on stolen base attempts. Castro batting from the right side will swing and miss at the first offering for strike one. Swinging strike, make it an 0-2 count for Castro. It was just kind of a half-hearted swing there. O2 delivery bouncing into the dirt for ball one. Ball and two strikes, nobody on, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 Nationals lead the Red Sox. 1-2, ball outside.
Thank you!
New series getting started all around minor league baseball. Carolina League scoreboard coming up in the next inning. Called strike three for Alan Castro. Fifth strikeout for Jake Bennett on the night. No runs, one hit, no errors, no runners left on base. Salem now with a hit in five of the six innings played. We're through two-thirds. It's the Nationals 3, the Red Sox 0. We'll be back on MILB TV and Valley Live for the top of the seventh. Back here from Salem for the top of the seventh. The designated hitter, Paul Witt, leads things off. First pitch from Gabriel Jackson into the zone for strike one. Witt 1-for-2 today. He lined out to the shortstop Cutter Coffee and hit a solo home run in his last at-bat. Second pitch of the Witt at-bat is a ball that misses downstairs on the slider from Jackson. Grounder heading over to third. It's through the glove of Abram Liendo, and reaching safely is Paul Witt. He'll stay at first, however. first error of the night for either side. It will go on Abram Liendo, the third baseman. Brings up Brandon Bossier. The runner at first, now in part to the thanks to the air. Grounder heading up to short, flips on to second for one. No play at first. So smart to get the lead runner out. Bossier will reach on a fielder's choice. Witt, the lead runner, is out at second base on the force. Brings up the catcher, Wilmer Perez. He's one for two today, a single and a strikeout. Well, let's get you caught up on what's going on across the Carolina League. Final score already in Delmarva. First pitch fouled off, strike one. As the Shorebirds take down the Hillcats 11-3. Elsewhere, Myrtle Beach leading Fayetteville 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. That game is in Fayetteville. 0-1, check swing on a ball downstairs. No appeal, no swing. Columbia Fireflies hosting the Charleston River Dogs, leading in the top of the sixth, 4-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. It's a 1-2 count to Wilmer Perez. Canapolis looking to get a road win against the Augusta Green Jackets. The Cannonballers lead 4-1. And finally, a battle of the top two teams in the Carolina League North. Very entertaining series in Zebulon, North Carolina. 1-2, ball will miss low. Two balls, two strikes. Carolina Mudcats, who currently lead the Carolina League North with a 22-16 record, lead at the end of the fifth inning 3-0 over the Wood Ducks. 2-2, hit on the ground over towards the short third base gap. It gets through for a base hit. Wilmer Perez has his second hit of the night. Brandon Bossier will get up to second base because of it. And it brings up Brenner Cox. Cox struck out swinging and looking. Heads into his third at bat. First pitch, swinging at a pitch low. It's a 92 mile per hour fastball from Gabriel Jackson. Oh, one big swing and a miss, strike two. Runners at first and second for the Nationals. Perez over at first, Bossier at second. One away in the top of the seventh, two outs away from the seventh inning stretch. O2 chopped back up towards short, picked up, steps on short himself, Cutter Coffee over to Lionel James for the double play. A 6-3 double play ends the frame. No runs, one hit, one error, one runner left on base. Time to stand up and stretch here from Salem. It's the Nationals 3, the Red Sox 0 on MILB TV and Bally Live. Rednats finally making the move to the bullpen. As it's Juan Abreu coming in out from the bullpen to take over for Jake Bennett. He wears number 40. Abreu spent all of 2022 with the FCL Nationals, making 15 appearances out of the bullpen. Last appeared on May the 16th against the Columbia Fireflies. Pitched an inning, allowed a hit, a run, a walk, and two strikeouts. He is the first arm out of the pen for the Rednats tonight. While the Red Sox could not get through the arm of Jake Bennett, the starter tonight for the Rednats, hoping that the bullpen may alleviate some of that pain. First pitch to Coffey is in there for a called strike at 93 miles per hour. One hit back towards second base. Infante perfectly shifted but off his glove. Cutter Coffey will reach on what I believe will be ruled as the first error of the night against the Nationals, and it will be. An E4 allows Cutter Coffey to reach. Luis Trovello went two rounds with Jake Bennett and could not find himself on top as he struck out twice. He's hoping the new arm out of the bullpen could change his fortunes. 275 batter for Trovello. He swings and misses on an upward slope, was looking for the fences. Well, let's give you an update on what's going on across the Red Sox organization. Starting up in High A, Greenville. It's a road game for the Greenville Drive as there's a fly ball hit over towards center field. Green is underneath it, will reach up and make the catch. Ravello is retired as it brings up the 2-for-2 Juan Chacon. But the Drive lead the Rome Braves 2-0 middle of the sixth inning. In Double A, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats currently leading the Portland Sea Dogs 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. It's a home game. And in AAA on the road, the Worcester Woo Sox leading the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 10-3, top of the ninth inning in Scranton. Ball upstairs will make it a 1-0 count. And then finally up at the Major League, tippy top of the organization, the Boston Red Sox on their West Coast trip as a pickoff back to first. Back in safely is Coffey. Red Sox first pitch tonight, Boston that is in over an hour from now. 9:38 first pitch time on the East Coast. Red Sox taking on the Los Angeles Angels later tonight. 1-0 foul back into the screen. Shohei Ohtani on the bump for the Angels this series for Boston. One outside, two balls and a strike for Juan Chacon. As I mentioned, he's 2-for-2 today with a single and a triple. Led off the fifth inning with a triple, and after back-to-back strikeouts, all it took was an Ender Solera ground out to avoid the run from scoring. 2-1 missing low. Both the Rednats and the Red Sox have won their most recent games in their series finales against the Fireflies for the Rednats and the Hillcats for the Red Sox. Runner goes on a 3-1 swing and miss. The throw down gets slightly away, but not taking third base is Cutter Coffey on what I believe is a smart decision there. It is now a full count and will go down as a stolen base. Despite the ball getting away from the middle infielders, there will be no error on Perez, due in part to the fact that Cutter Coffey did not advance to third. Now, had he gone to third base, that would be an error on the scoreboard. Instead, Perez can wipe the sweat off the brow. Runner in scoring position. Payoff pitch to Chacon. Inside ball four. It is the first time the Red Sox have drawn a walk today. Had a bit of trouble drawing walks against Lynchburg. In fact, going an entire game without drawing one on Friday night in a 5-3 loss. And time will be called. We'll get a quick little visit to the mound. As we'll see the Fred Nats pitching coach Justin Lord come out to have a quick conversation with Juan Abreu. Hey, baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Quick mound visit from Justin Lord with Juan Abreu. Ball will miss downstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Abram Liendo, who today is 0-2. Pitch a called strike at the knees. 79-mile-per-hour pitch from Abreu. Jake Bennett, the starting pitcher for the Nationals tonight, turned a really solid performance, has clinched at least a no decision. Bouncing ball will skip. No play over at third. The throw went down there on an off-balance throw from Perez. That was dangerous if it skipped into the outfield. It was a throw that Perez did not need to make. But for Jake Bennett, he goes six innings. Allows five hits. No runs, no walks, striking out five. Runners at first and second with one out. Pitch outside. Hitters count to Abram Liendo. Three balls and a strike. Zipping fastball from Abreu at 95 miles per hour. Inside. That's ball four. Hang on a second. That loads the bases. And for Salem, the tying run is now aboard. Bases are loaded for Lionel James, and now here comes the big man. Manager Jake Lowry will come out, and it seems like that's it for Juan Abreu trying to do some damage control. Jake Lowry, 32-year-old from Midlothian, Virginia, pretty close to Fredericksburg, played college baseball for James Madison, comes and takes the ball away. The new pitcher comes onto the mound. Pedro Gonzalez takes the ball. Gonzalez, the right-handed arm, 22 years old. Out of Chitre, Panama. Panamanian right-hander last appeared on May the 18th against the Fireflies, went two innings, allowed two hits, three runs, walking two while striking out three. So Abreu only records a single out in his recording, or in his outing, I should say. As he hands the ball to Pedro Gonzalez. Gonzalez, acquired by the Nationals organization as an international free agent back in 2016, signed on as a 15-year-old. He's 22 now. Started with the Dominican Summer League. Was a DSL midseason all-star in 2018. Has spent time in Fredericksburg in 2021 and in 2022. Spent a little bit of time with the Florida Complex League Nationals last season as well. Lionel James bats with the bases loaded and one out. Big opportunity for the Red Sox here. First offering from Gonzalez is in there as an 89-mile-per-hour pitch for a called strike one. Lionel James is 0 for 2 today, has grounded out the third and struck out swinging. Both of those were against the starter, Jake Bennett. Grounder to third. The throw will come home for the force out. Nobody's covering first, so it will allow Lionel James to reach safely. Real heads-up play there by Bossier to stop the run from scoring. So Liendo advances to second, Chacon to third. Coffey is out on the force heading home. Ender Solira, 0-for-2 today. Now bats in the biggest opportunity of the night. Ball downstairs for ball one. It's a 1-0 count with two away. Two outs, bases loaded, and a 3-0 ball game. The Red Sox desperately need a base hit here. 1-0, called strike at the knees. Ender Solira has impressed with the bat in his hands in his time in the Carolina League, batting .318 so far. That includes his 0-for-2 performance tonight. 1-1, called a strike outside fastball at 91 miles per hour for Pedro Gonzalez, who tries to put out the fire. Came in, fielder's choice to Lionel James, is a strike away from getting out of the inherited jam. The 1-2, hit on the ground over towards short. Lawson will throw into first. The throw is in time on a perfect throw from Lawson. And the Red Sox will leave the bases loaded. No runs, no hits, one error, three runners left on base for Salem. We're through seven innings complete. It's the Nationals 3, the Red Sox 0 on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the Nationals batting order due up with Dalen Lyle, Cortland Lawson, and Brady House due up. Dalen Lyle today 0-for-2. First offering, foul back, heading towards the press box, will drop just a tad low. Gabriel Jackson is back in for his third inning of relief. A bit odd that we see Jackson go this long. We did see him pitch 3 1/3 in his last appearance against Lynchburg on the road. Called strike to Lyle will make it an 0-2. Two count, nobody on. Top of the eighth, grounder heading over to third. Slips through into the glove of Coffee, who can't handle it. I believe that will be an error on Cutter Coffee, as reaching first safely is Dalen Lyle. Second error of the night against Salem. It was a tough play. Did they rule that an error? I mean, a base hit? I believe that is a base hit for Dalen Lyle, so that's his first of the game. That's a single for Dalen Lyle. Cortland Lawson bats the throw back down to first base, is not in time, sliding in safely as Lyle on the pickoff attempt from Lira. Runner goes, a high fly ball heading over towards center field. Anthony camps underneath it, will reach up. Caught way off the bag, the throw down to second, he got him! A double play and an outfield assist for Roman Anthony. Lyle was caught at second base when Anthony got it into the glove. I don't know what he was thinking, and it's a double play. That cannot happen at this level for Dalen Lyle. Foul ball hooking into foul territory. Over towards the dugout. Did he make the catch? My goodness, Abram Liendo making the play towards the dugout for out number three, and in two pitches, three outs are recorded. Brady House fouls out to third. We're at the middle of the eighth inning. Salem has a bit of work to do to come back in this one. It's the Nationals 3. Red Sox 0, heading to the bottom of the eighth on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the batting order due up for the Red Sox as Anthony hits one over to Infante, the second baseman, throw onto first. He's in time for the out. Roman Anthony grounds out to lead off the bottom of the eighth as it brings up Miguel Blaze, who is hitless so far today. In the last inning for Fredericksburg, two pitchers as Juan Abreu could only record a single out in that frame. Pedro Gonzalez, who took over, is still on the bump. Foul ball for Blaze for strike one. Abreu just went a third of an inning. Did not allow a hit nor a run, walking two and striking out zero. One ball outside. Crowd is getting into it despite the lack of offense so far tonight from Salem. And a combined shutout so far. Ball inside. If you're just joining us, Fredericksburg took a 2-0 lead in the top of the first off a couple of hits and a walk. Ball downstairs will make it a 3-1 to Blaze. Fred Natz added one off a solo home run from Paul Witt in the fourth. That's been it. Swing and a miss. First strike two. It's been a full count for Miguel Blaze with nobody on and one away. Payoff pitch, grounder heading over to second, picked up by Infante, throwing to first. Got him. Miguel Blaze 0-for-4 today. Infante to Vassier. Recording both out so far tonight. Excuse me, in this eighth inning, I should say. As it now brings up Alan Castro, 2-for-3 today. Pair of singles and a strikeout looking. First pitch called strike at the letters. On a 82-mile-per-hour changeup from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. We'll make it an 0-2. Salem is down to their final four outs if you include the bottom of the ninth right now. Inside nearly hits Castro. There are some passionate fans here, and they have mostly been chirping the Nationals. They are hometown supporters, but occasionally will be chirping some of the Red Sox when they swing at a pitch that may be outside of the strike zone. Ball downstairs, and it's two balls and two strikes. You know, if this was at a major league ballpark, no one would hear them. It would be drowned out with the sea of other people having a good time at the ballpark, but here at the single A level, they can make their voices heard. Called strike three inside. Alan Castro will watch one go by. First strikeout of the night for Pedro Gonzalez as we head to the ninth. A 3-0 deficit for Salem Fredericksburg, trying to add some insurance when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem as Sammy Infante leads things off. It's the 4-5-6 portion of the batting order. Due up for Fredericksburg. First pitch fouled back. Pitching changes. Gabriel Jackson's day is done after three great innings of relief. Did not allow a single run to cross the plate for Fredericksburg. In fact, only allowing two base hits. Now it's the right-hander Michael Valera. Called strike. We'll make it an 0-1 count. 87-mile-per-hour pitch. Last appeared against Lynchburg. Could not record an out. Allowed two walks, a hit, and a run. Swing and a miss, but there's strike number three. So after not being able to record an out in his last outing, strikes out the first batter he faces in Sammy Infante. One away as it brings up Elijah Green. Now Green could potentially be fit for a sombrero in this at-bat. Is 0-for-3 today, has struck out all three times. We'll take the first pitch for called strike number one. Struck out looking twice, swinging in his third attempt at the plate. The 0-1 delivery into the dirt too low from Valera for ball one. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for strike two. It's a 1-2 count with one away as he takes a step out of the batter's box, uses his timeout. Top of the ninth inning here in Salem. It's a 3-0 Nationals lead. Swing and a miss. It's a golden sombrero for Elijah Green. Four at-bats, four strikeouts for Elijah Green. The top Nationals prospect on this Fredericksburg roster. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valera. First pitch missing low. To Paul Witt. Witt today, 1-for-3. Hit a home run. Solo shot back in the fourth inning. Lined out to short and reached on an error over to third. Swing and a grounder. This one's in a tough spot. Picked up by James. The flip onto the pitcher. Did Valera cover the bag? He did. 3-1 ground out ends the frame. 1-2-3 go the Nationals. Head to the bottom of the ninth. Salem down to its final three outs. Coffee, Ravello, Chacon do up when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. 3-0 Nats lead as we head to the bottom of the ninth. bottom of the ninth. Salem is down to its final three outs, and it's a save situation for the closer, Miguel Gomez. Gomez trying to slam the door. First pitch to Cutter Coffey, a bit too far upstairs at 89 miles per hour. Swing and a chopper, just foul. So again, Miguel Gomez now on the mound for Fredericksburg will miss again. As Gomez tries to shut down Salem, swing and a foul tip. Would have kept the at-bat alive anyways. That's only strike two. Gomez, the native to Panama City, Panama. 3-2 record on the year, is seeking his first save. 2-2, chopped over towards short, picked up by Lawson, who's been perfect so far. He will continue to be as he throws on to first for the out. Luis Ravello still looking for his first base hit of the day. We'll take the first pitch, strike one. Two strikeouts on his line today and a fly out to center. He'll hack at another and miss. Ravello is 0-for-3 so far today, is trying to avoid making it 0-for-4. Salem with only five hits on the night. Two belonging to Alan Castro. As there's a base hit up the middle. There's base hit number six. Salem, a bit of life here in the bottom of the ninth. Juan Chacon, 2-for-2, a single, a triple, and a walk. Here's the interesting thing about the current closer, Miguel Gomez, was called up to High A Wilmington, did not have a bad outing, in fact, had a zero ERA through three innings pitched, and was sent back down to Fredericksburg. Did allow four runs, but all of them were unearned in his first outing with the Blue Rocks. 1-0 will miss outside, two balls and no strikes. Played most recently on May 17th against Jersey Shore in a road game. Pitched two innings, did not allow a hit while walking one and striking out two. In there for a called strike goes the pitch to Chacon. Two balls and a strike. Ravello stands at first with the base hit earlier this inning. Salem down to its final two outs. 2-1 delivery, skips into the dirt. Hitters count for Chacon, 3-1. Some claps coming from the suites, which is where most of the noise has been coming from the fan base so far tonight. 3-1 pickoff back to first, back in safely is Ravello on a play that was a little too close for comfort. Salem needs 3 to tie, 4 to win. Tying run is currently represented by Abram Liendo standing in the on-deck circle. Juan Chacon, the current batter, with Ravello at first. One away here in the bottom of the ninth. Look over towards first. Sets, kicks, fires on the 3-1. It'll be a full count as a foul ball goes out of play. Pitch black skies as the sun is set for good here in Salem. Game almost eclipsing 2 hours after we got through the first six in just past 1 hour of play. Foul ball on the payoff pitch up the left field line. We'll do it again. Chacon takes his timeout. Steps out of the box, will readjust. Pitch clock is yet to restart. There it goes. Runner at first, one out. Payoff pitch from Gomez. Is hit into the air towards center field, giving chase. It's over the head of Green. Ravello is on his horse at third. He gets the green light from Chavez. Coming into third is Juan Chacon, a two-triple game. For Juan Chacon, he's reached third base on one swing of the bat twice tonight. And Salem will bring the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Green was caught playing a little too far in, and he paid for it by little poppy Juan Chacon. Time called as pitching coach Justin Lord comes out to have a quick conversation with Miguel Gomez. Abram Liendo is the next batter, who is, by the way, 0-2 today, but he does represent the tying run. Game-winning run is now in the on-deck circle, represented by Lionel James. Chacon is now 3-for-3 with a pair of triples, which is insane. Swing and a miss for strike one. Abram Liendo, a 176 batter, trying to come in clutch. 0-1, lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem Knight. A game-tying bottom of the ninth home run for Abram Liendo. Are you kidding me, Salem? He is literally carried back into the dugout as he's carried a new life back into this team. And now there is a new life and energy in this crowd. Crowd 10 times louder than we've heard it so far tonight. 0-1 as Lionel James, the next batter, had swung at the first pitch and missed. He then fouls it off. What a jolt of energy has entered Salem Memorial Ballpark. Swing and it's fouled back. If there was ever a time for a big fly from Abram Liendo, he timed it up perfectly. Three hits in a row. Grounder heading over to third, picked up by House. The throw into first is in time. That's only out number two. We could be set for extra innings tonight should the Red Sox fail to walk it off. With nobody on and two outs, it does bring up Ender Solira, the nine-hole batter. Pitch is hit towards right field. This one's deep. At the warning track, it is off the base of the wall. Enders Alira has provided an extra base hit, the game-winning run in scoring position. Late game dramatics here in Salem. And folks, I've spent the last 4 years of my life calling baseball games. I don't know if there has ever been a bottom of the ninth as electric as this one. Back to the top of the order, Roman Anthony with 15 RBIs on the year could have chance, or a chance, to be a hero. Enders Alira stands in scoring position. I believe we saw a pinch runner there as a ball will skip into the dirt. I believe that is Carson Semus, and it is. So Carson Semus is the pinch runner. You have to believe that since Semus is not a catcher, we would see Mexicano come in, or Juan Montero. The 1-0 is a called strike, one ball and one strike. Could also see a double switch. There's a lot of options. Should we go to extra innings? 1-1, just fouled off. Salem has collected a total of 4 base hits this inning, getting up to 9 on the night. First eight innings combined, they could only collect 5. The 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg. Roman Anthony mobbed at second base. Salem walked off winners tonight. 4-3, your final score. Game-winning RBI single for Roman Anthony. He is showered with the Gatorade and stunned looks from the Nationals as they walk off the field. A 4 spot in the bottom of the ninth as the Red Sox walk this thing off. What a game. And folks, come out to the ballpark. Tune in for the rest of the week. We have 5 more games of this. An electric night from the ballpark. Salem gets the win 4-3. Miguel Gomez will take the loss out of the pen in a save situation. Allows 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Walks it off. Without a doubt, our player of the game is going to be Roman Anthony, who walked it off. But credit to Juan Chacon, a 2 triple night. Wow, what a game here in Salem. That's all I have to say is we have 5 more games of this. There are now shirtless guys greeting the team back in the dugout. Fired up about this team. 7:05, we do it all again tomorrow night. It'll be Harlan Susana taking the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Dalton Rogers recently got called up to High A Greenville, so we do not know who will be starting as of yet for Salem tomorrow night. Well, that does it. Tomorrow night, 7:05, first pitch. Pregame coverage starting just at around 7 o'clock. For my broadcast partner who was out in the field tonight, Giovanni Heater, our entire production crew, and our producer, Stephen Langdon, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long and good night. Salem walk-off winners 4-3.